Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Daf Yudzayin and Maseches Eruvin, the Gemara discusses Mayim Achronim. I'd like to discuss today whether or not women are obligated in Mayim Achronim. But before discussing whether women are chayv in Mayim Achronim, we first have to discuss whether men are chayv in Mayim Achronim. So the Gemara says that the concept of Mayim Achronim is chova, that there's an obligation in doing so, because there's a chashas mipnei shemelech sedomis yesh. There's some salt that comes from Sodom, that's misames einayim, that causes blindness, and therefore a person needs to make sure he washes his hands after completing his seuda. Tosas there points out, achshav lo nagu b'mayim achronim, nowadays we don't have the practice of washing mayim achronim, the ein melech sedomis matzoi beinenu, because we don't have melech sedomis anymore. Alternatively, Tosas suggests, inami, v'fi she'ein anu regilim letabel etzbaosa v'melech acharchila, or we don't stick our hands in the actual salt. For these two reasons, Tosas says the practice is not to wash mayim achronim. There are, however, three different reasons in the Rishonim and Achronim why one should still wash mayim achronim bizman hazeh. So firstly, some hold that the Rambam seems to hold in Hilchas Brachos, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, that there still exists Melech Sedomis, although it's a very small percentage and small likelihood, it still does exist, and we have to take Sekundas seriously, and for that reason, one still needs to wash Mayim Achronim. The Ritva writes, here in this Masechta and Daf Yudzayin, the Ritva writes that aside from the reason brought by the Gemara, that Mayim Achronim is Chava because of Melech Sedomis, there's another reason, which is a mitzvah midrabanan, based on a drasha in the Gemara in Brachos Daf, Nun Gimel Mabez, where it says, Viskadishtem Elu Mayim Rishonim, Visim Kadoshim, refers to Elu Mayim Achronim. So there's an asmacht in the pasuk, a din derabanan, aside from simply staying clear of the Melech Sedomis, also there's an inyan to be makadish the hand after eating in order to prepare for benching. That's the second reason why a person should wash Mayim Achronim. And there's a third reason brought down by the Magid of Ram in Simen Kuf Pei Alf Sifkatan Yud. He quotes from the Mekubalim that the Mekubalim were very machmir on washing Mayim Achronim. It seems al pi Kabbalah there is such a concept. So how do we pass in halacha l'maisa? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph right in the beginning, Mayim Achronim Chova, there you have it, it's an obligation. All the way at the end, he says that there are yesh she'ein nogin litol mayim achronim. There are those who have the practice not to wash mayim achronim, but the impression one gets from the Shulchan Aruch that there is still a chova, mayim achronim chova. He does finish off saying, afilu lenogin kein adam shu istinis viragi litol yadav achar suda, lididei havi yadayim zuhamos, a person who is very particular about the cleanliness of his hands, he should certainly make sure to wash his hands, even if you assume there is no chov anymore. If you're a particular person, you should wash your hands. So what comes out is that Mayim Achronim seems to be a chova, according to the Chaber, and those who make it, if you're a particularly clean person, you should clean your hands. What about women? So Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv said that women should wash hands as well. However, that does not seem to be the minhag, and why not? So if it's because Mayim Achronim is a chova because of Melech Sedomis, so shouldn't women also be just as concerned? So the Morksia points out, since women are a little bit more careful, they typically have their hands clean using forks and knives, so there is no concern of washing Mayim Achronim. Rav Vazer writes in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dalet Simen Chav Gimel, that really there is no reason to wash Mayim Achronim, like Tosa says. However, the men are machmir. So Mikra Denya really pater. So only the men were machmir on themselves to wash, but the women were not. And therefore, it certainly seems to be the practice that women do not wash Mayim Achronim Bizman Hazeh.